I think it's a really important day for all women across the globe, but I speak as one of only 6 female police and crime commissioners in the country out of 41. And so for me, in my role, I think this is a really important day to raise some of the issues and challenges that women across the globe face, but also in our own country as well. And particularly, let's spare a thought for those women who are suffering in silence as victims of, say, for example, domestic abuse. And I look at my role, and in the last 3.5 years, how I've been able to use some of the funding that I'm given from government to really empower women in Sussex and also to help them. So providing services, for example, for stalking. It's the first time Sussex has ever had an organisation where if a woman or a man is a victim of stalking, they will be able to access help in our county. I've also worked closely with the Brighton Women's Centre, one of the oldest women's centres in the country, and given them funding to work with female offenders who we know have specific problems that male offenders don't have. Often female offenders have young children and families. And if we can work with them more closely, we know that we can prevent a lot of reoffending. And that actually protects not just the women themselves, but their children and their families of the future. And also setting up, for example, the Drive perpetrator programme. So actually working with perpetrators of domestic abuse and trying to change their behaviour. So shifting the conversation from why doesn't she leave him to why doesn't he stop doing what he's doing. And recognising also that men can be victims too. But today is International Women's Day, and so we focus on women across the globe.